All right, so we're going to bring our cast out and Ms. Anna Fricke to chat with you guys and get your questions. They're kind of a quiet bunch, so you're going to have to kind of encourage them. I know, sometimes I'm like, Anna plays ringleader, or like, it's good that she has little kids because it's like very good training for her. Are they there? Okay. Bring them on now. Release them. Right? Release the hounds.
It's sci-fi.
That's right.
That's the network's name.
So I'm just going to start off with a question for Anna, and then we will.
Oh, hi, Anna. Hi.
I was standing right there.
You guys just walked right by her. It was really weird.
What are you doing?
Yeah. She writes.
I said hi because I say hi to people, and
you want to say hi to the exec producer of the show.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Damn right you do.
She's right there.
You better.
Hi, Megan.
She'll write you out.
I am.
So Anna, so last season was Be Careful What You Wish For, right? Season before that was Temptation. So is there a theme for this season?
Yes, ma'am.
What might that be?
This season is Destiny, and we've talked about that a little bit. And I think that's partially us sort of hearing fan feedback and also us doing what we like to do the best, which is really about these guys and bringing the characters together. So it's really exploring the fact that everything happens for a reason, these people are together for a reason, and that they are crucial to keeping each other human. And it's really about that, I'd say.
Okay, that's a good theme.
Do we want, let's throw it to you guys for questions.
Glad you like it.
We're gonna,
I know, it's a little late now, right? Hey, it's good to see all you guys, by the way.
I know, a lot of familiar faces.
It's nice. Yeah.
First question.
It kind of looks like hell for everybody. I mean, can you just get kind of more of the bigger theme of the season, how to escape hell for each of them in their own personal hell?
Is this to me?
I feel like it's to
me. Sure, yeah. No,
I can kick that off, but like, it's definitely, we've always said that it's, no one can ever have it easy on this show, so it's definitely about how it's getting harder for them to kind of get away with the stuff they're trying to get away with, and that they definitely all are forced to fully embrace the various kinds of monsters that they are. So there is sort of that version, but I wouldn't say it's hell and that it's dark and it's going to be a horrible struggle the whole time. I think it's definitely a battle for all of them, but it's more about how they need each other to run that race.
Jesus. Just throw it.
Considering everything that you guys have done over the years, do you think you deserve to be in hell?
Some of us do.
I think increasingly so, right? I think with the things that we've done over the past 3 years have definitely warranted some punishment of some kind. I don't know if hell's it. You know, it depends on which version or layer of hell. Personally, I like the first layer.
Yeah, I'm a ninth circle fan myself.
Yeah, yeah, he's way deep.
Yeah.
He's deep in there.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. There's something that... that we discussed a little bit over behind the scenes doing the other seasons concerning what is the biggest obstacle for the whole vampire culture? What is the big problem that they're dealing with? And we make it explicit this year. You know, we finally kind of solved the riddle. It's like if Aiden, you know, in season one, someone asked Aiden, a vampire priest who was hanging out at his hospital, said, hey, if it's so bad for you, why haven't you offed yourself yet? And so Aiden then beats the guy's teeth in, right? But we actually do kind of answer that question this year in a pretty interesting and profound way. And it's interesting that so far, you know,
the scant questions that have come out have been near thematically the area that we've been exploring.
I think also. I mean, what's so great about the show and about the characters that the team has created is that they are so flawed, and there definitely is punishment for all the wrongs that we commit. And you know, when you ask, do these people deserve this punishment and deserve to be in hell? I mean, that's really up to you, isn't it? Because we're dealing in terms of supernatural things, but also at the core of it, like we've always said, it's about regular people who deal with regular afflictions. So it's really up to you to decide if we deserve it or not. But we don't.
As a follow-up, you see, I have two questions. And then as a follow-up, what's your personal definition of hell?
I could go so dark with it. I don't think you want to know. Like, I would depress everyone. This is a bad question. Do you want to know what my hell is? You don't want to know. It's terrible. I like being happy in the morning. It's Monday, for Christ's sake. Oh, God.
Probably not doing what you feel you were meant to do. That's probably some version of hell.
Ugh.
Like, mine's worse.
Yeah, mine involves a lot of pain, fire. Yeah,
fire and brimstone.
Seriously, though. Sharks, probably. Yeah.
Swimming through lava.
Yeah, or a sharknado. That's hell.
Over there.
So right away we see that Nora and Aiden kind of have a tighter relationship than we've seen before. Is that the kind of thing that Josh would approve of, or would he be kind of threatened by when he kind of comes back?
You're going to have to tune in to find out, aren't you?
There's a subtext there, for sure.
Oh, they've just been going at it in the woods.
She's a lonely woman.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you guys didn't see Act 2 of Episode 1 with these guys right here. No, you know, I think he trusts both of them implicitly. I don't think that there's any trust issues between these guys. It's his wife and his best friend.
It's his wife and his best friend.
Come on, guys.
You and I really don't get along.
What are you trying to say?
Spoiler alert. It gets dark between Megan and Josh this year.
Megan and Josh.
The actress might
call you and the
character Josh.
But I have not been able to separate
myself.
A new
character this year is Megan Rath. The actress who...
Yeah. It actually played by Jesse Rath.
Exactly. Which is perfect. Yeah. He has the look for it.
Exactly.
He's got the attitude.
Yeah. You bought it immediately.
Yeah, the mustache.
The mustache.
It is interesting that there are more scenes with just Aiden and Nora this year, and every one of them I've really, really enjoyed, because that relationship really has come a long way. Let's be honest,
they're both, this is so dumb. I can't believe it. I'm going to get crap for this all day. They're both terrific actors, aren't they? So, like, watching them together, well, because it's rare, and you know, that you see these guys together, and Megan and I are so shitty. So it's like to see two actors that really know what they're doing. It's refreshing for once. You know, it's like a breath of fresh air.
You know. Ladies and gentlemen, my personal hell.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
Let's see in the front.
I had a question. This season, it seemed like loss of children was kind of an ongoing theme for all of you. With the young werewolf, the ghost of Ingersoll, and then Kenny and Henry. What did you guys draw on for that? Or how do you deal with something so deep?
Sam's a parent. So.
Oh, yeah. No, some stuff actually happens this season, speaking to that I've now been, like, oddly been, I've seen that scene several times now, and it's, and every time I'm like, I cry, and I have a hard time with all of that stuff. But, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, that's part of the kind of the cool thing about, you know, being creative, is you get to go down these, you know, these dark roads and emerge from them, you know, and the other thing is, I think that it anytime something horribly tragic happens on the show, it sticks with us, you know, it sticks with the characters, and I think that that's something that you know, it just gets added to the foundation of who the person is. And so you use that, you know, it's kind of a nice thing. And also, yeah, being a dad definitely helps me, although it doesn't make any less painful to perform or to watch. The scene where we killed Stevie was rough. And then yeah, there's some stuff that happens this season for sure, early on too. That's I think personally the heaviest stuff that we've done. It goes away quick. But it's
quick, no, it is a quick
holy
moment.
Holy moly, is it intense. So anyway, it's a wonderful plot point too. So
yeah, there's some fun stuff.
And necessary.
I like it when they layer in when they.
Why do you refuse to acknowledge me?
I like it. Really shut this down.
Are you mad at me? Is it?
I just think I like it when they. I'm gonna leave it at that. I like it when Anna and the writers lay in some pieces of history for the various characters that really fit. When you rewatch some of the earlier seasons, there's been stuff that we've done this year that has required that we watch some earlier seasons to get reacclimated with certain past circumstances, and it's fun when they add new elements in there. It will be new for the audience, but when you watch the earlier seasons, it informs a lot of what those characters were doing. So that's fun. They.
Obviously, you talked about the relationship between Aiden and Nora and how. Say Josh would probably be, I guess, okay with it. Aiden, with everything that happened between Aiden and Kenny, will we see Aiden's character have more conflicting trust issues on his side of things?
I don't think that guy can trust anyone, except maybe the people in the house. There's thematically some of the trauma that the character has suffered in season one continues thematically in two. This season. Season one, two, and three, really. I mean, you're going to start seeing some of the same patterns presented in different ways, which is really, really fun.
You always look at me after all your answers.
I want to know if I said the right thing.
Yeah. Yep. And yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Along sort of those same lines, Aiden's character has had some pretty bad moments as a father figure, like first with his actual kid and then Henry and Kenny, and it's just like not a great track record for him. Do we see that kind of come back a bit this season?
Yes. Big time, yeah.
It's interesting because for all the characters, there's this issue of, you know, having a human life, well, what does that mean? Eventually, you do have to move on from these things that are holding you back and holding you down. And what do you do about the guy who's immortal, can't have a family, but the immortality that he wants is a family, is a child that would carry on whatever good values he has into the next generation, you know? Was that good? Mm-hmm.
And his chin.
Pass on the chin.
Yeah.
It's
devastating to you
dominant.
That you can't, exactly.
That's right. If you saw pictures of my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Grandmother.
He was, and her. It came from the grandmother.
Yeah.
It's always the feminine
side.
Well,
she was a farming accident. The big thing that cleft her whole face in half. She passed it on via the chin.
Yeah. All that remains is the chin.
All that remains is the chin. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, generations later.
Yeah, I feel like if...
The evolution of the Whitworth clan.
And if I have a child with a woman who has a cleft chin, the child will just be a giant chin.
Yep.
Bruce Campbell has a similar problem.
Yeah.
And my question is actually for Kristen. Mm-hmm. Now that you are an official cast member...
She's been a cast member.
I was. It wasn't official. I wasn't supposed to be here.
To be
I
here.
Would just show up. And I would save his lines.
Feel really bad for her, too. We were like, oh, God, someone give her a crust of bread. The most poor girl.
Let me rephrase. After being an official cast member for a full year now, how has it changed for you in terms of how you approach Nora now that you know she's going to be around for?
I mean, it hasn't changed how I approach the character at all. Because, I mean, I recurred in both season one and season two. I think I did 8 episodes in each season. Of course, never knowing what would happen with the character, but now knowing that she's
here for, you know, all of the episodes really hasn't changed the approach to the role. I mean, obviously there's more material for me to work with, you know, more.
By material, she just means money. Well, there's more money for me to work with,
right.
So okay. I can buy all of
by work yeah. with, she means buy drugs.
Yeah, so she can buy drugs, exactly. And yeah, I mean, obviously, Nora, like all of my initial storylines were only just with this guy right here, and now I get to, you know, have some of my own things going on, which is fantastic, and. Yeah, I mean, it's more days on set, really.
And then what would Nora and Aiden's couple name be?
What would Nora and Aiden's couple name be?
Because yeah. This is what people want to see.
Adora. Adora.
Yeah,
Adora.
Princess of Power, Shira,
Nora.
Right?
Nora.
Nora.
Noran.
Noran?
Noran of the North.
Yeah. It's not
going
to happen.
I got to shut that down right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. It is
going down the wrong path.
I love the scenes with
Red
Nora.
Herring.
Yeah,
they almost killed each other last year, so it's
yeah,
really.
No, I agree. I was so happy when I got the, you know, the first episode this year and discovered the real bond that Nora and Aiden had developed, you know, in the 3 months.
Yeah, well,
you don't see.
Yeah, what's cool, like in season one, my character wouldn't share anything with anyone. You know, he goes to Josh, he goes, hey, want to move in together? Because I think it would be fun. And I murdered a girl. but he doesn't tell anyone what's happening to him. And he has been opening up a little bit, but he's still keeping secrets from select people. And Nora, there's a lot in common for those two characters because they have the same sort of aggression. So he feels free to share certain things with Nora in certain ways, which I thought was really well done on the part of they.
He was first, Aaron. You can't see him, but he was there.
I just want to know for Sam, what makes a good flashback for you?
Mustaches.
Funny hats.
Accents and funny hats.
I'm an oil man. Brandon, my boy.
Anything that lets us in on something that maybe we didn't quite know about the character. For example, we always hear, oh, Aiden was a bad, bad guy. We hear a lot about that, and we see glimpses of it, like he beats a guy's teeth in, or he broke the necks of those two girls. We see little glimpses. But have we ever gone back and seen the way he would take people out, the way he would murder people, the way that he would entrap them? Not yet, but we will see that this season, which is fun.
Also, every time that you do something horrible in present day, you're mortified. You're
That's it.
You instantly know that you've done something wrong, and you have that conscience.
Whereas old Aiden didn't quite have that same reaction.
Yeah, I mean that's.
But,
yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, the end result is still the same, even if you just feel a little bit guilty about it.
No, it has the. It adds more weight to the overall.
No, it's still the same.
Anna, creatively, has there been a time, if you can give an example of a time where you thought you were pushing the characters too far and maybe pull back a little bit on it?
Yeah, Anna.
do you guys think I pushed you too far?
Well, I mean, the press obviously sees this.
I mean, should we have to say anything?
I know. They're kind of doing it for us.
Is this an intervention? I mean, I don't know, too far. We definitely do like to push them. I mean, we like to show, like Megan was saying, it's like they are human characters with human flaws, and so we do like them to mess up. I mean, I think the show is definitely more interesting when they do those things that are darker and then acknowledge it and deal with it. I mean, they definitely, yeah, I mean, like Sam was saying, you know, when he killed those girls, but those are things that we plan on purpose so that they are going to have to deal with it down the line. So I don't think too far, you guys.
No.
I don't think it's too far.
But have you ever pulled back because you thought this step might be too far?
That is a very good question. Thank you, Aaron.
I mean, I think maybe in a bigger picture, I mean, for example, what we did with the tension with Nora and Aiden last season, which we did very specifically, and we knew that people were going to react against Nora, but we knew that we were going to pull her out of it also, and that she was doing it for a reason. But that is, for example, why we wanted to show them getting along in the very beginning. So in that sense, sort of, but it's all sort of been on purpose. I mean, in terms of, like, have I been looking back at episodes saying, oh, how did this happen? I gotta dig my way out of this. I don't think that's happened.
Do you guys?
If it did happen, I would hope that you would react exactly how you did. Just like that. Oh, how am I gonna get out of this pickle? Oh, this is a predicament. Oh, God.
So Aiden's wife comes back, and I think we can reveal that it is in fact her. We can't say what that means, or you know, how it's her, but it is her. It'd be great if it wasn't. If you're like, hey, you look so familiar. Yeah, we don't know each other, and that's just the scene, and you're like, well, there it is. Yep. We got it. We did it. So we paid it off.
It's just a pass.
There was one time he saw a girl that reminded him of his wife.
That's it. That's
yeah.
It.
Like Vertigo, he starts dressing her. Oh, put these pants on. It couldn't mean anything to you. For those that, like Hitchcock, anyway.
We talked about doing it that way.
We did talk about that.
I think you shot a version of it.
We do.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's my wife.
I will say for real, because it is her, we don't know how it is her, but at the end of season 3, we did not know.
Yeah.
We were leaving ourselves an opening of we're going to do something with this character, but we did not know exactly for sure. And I remember that when Stefan was shooting that last scene with her getting out of the car, it's like, don't look too innocent. Don't look too scary.
Yeah. Are you sad? Maybe you're sad. I don't know. Now action. You know.
Thinking about something.
Something. Very specifically a thing that means something to you.
To you.
They also didn't know if Josh was going to ever come back from this.
From that guy right there.
They had no idea. They were like, do we want Sammy back? I don't know. This is our out. This is our out,
this
guys.
Is our
we
chance.
Got it. This is our chance.
But then Sammy showed up at the visual effects place and started working with the wolf.
Yeah, really started working with the wolf.
Yeah.
So
we found out we couldn't get rid of him.
No.
So we were like, may as well have him show up. Yeah. But no, we did think at one point maybe she was going to be descended, maybe this and that, and you know. But it's his wife.
Anna, do you want to talk about maybe some of the other characters that reappear this season?
Yes. Well, obviously we see Donna, as you see in those first scenes, which I love because you're seeing them in a different dynamic. So it's definitely a different relationship with Sally and Donna this year. We do see Bishop. How could we not? In some really fun ways. Speaking of flashbacks, I was talking with one of the writers last week about how we do wish that we had had a vaudeville scene with Aiden and Bishop. That's like my one regret, that we didn't have that.
We come close.
Close. Close. We see Henry in a very interesting way. We see Rebecca. We see, who else do we see, you guys?
Do we want to say all of them?
We see Emily, we see...
Oh, well, yeah,
do we want to give away...
No! No! I know.
No,
she saw it.
No.
She saw it.
No.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Sure.
Whatever. Whatever, I don't care.
We see a lot of different people. I mean, we really... I'd say we're doing all the favorite things that we want to do this year. We're really
these are a few of our favorite things.
Oh, Robbie, we see Robbie.
We see Ray.
Oh yeah,
Ray, we see Ray.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Ray, Robbie.
Ray, Robbie, all the R's.
We eventually see Josh.
we eventually see Josh for an episode.
For an episode.
Just a couple great scenes.
Which is the one we're shooting right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
That's a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
So to follow up on Megan's singing, musical episodes seem to be the rage for genre shows now. Are you guys planning on doing a musical?
Please God, no.
Season finale is a musical.
Yeah.
These guys haven't seen the script for the finale yet. You're going to like it. I'm still working on the score a little bit. I want to make sure that I really take everything in their range. No.
Not the right show for that, I don't think.
Megan, we heard your brother in
what's that like to work with him?
It's a lot like working with myself.
You think you're pretty funny, huh?
Yeah, that was funny. Oh, that was funny. Yeah,
yeah. How am I
going to get out of this mess?
Well, you know what? To be perfectly honest, it's a little awkward.
Because I used to date.
We have, like, clearly brother and sister chemistry.
Yeah, yeah. He was just too much like a brother to her.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
My brother and I have always been really, really close, and you would think that, doing something like this would be really easy. That's what I thought, so we actually did it. It's actually not even it's our fourth time working together and our second time playing brother and sister, but not to this capacity. And I actually found it a little strange, because it is very close to home, the stuff we're dealing with, and there is something that we shot just recently, and when I saw it, I could barely watch it. It's a very strange thing, because it's like we are so familiar with each other, but then, you know, these are different people and they have different histories, but it all gets a little confusing. So it's weird.
But great, right?
Sure.
Jesse's gonna read the transcript of this. He's like,
Jesse's like, tomorrow it's just like, transcript.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesse does.
Oh!
Oh,
no.
She doesn't like me anymore.
It is obviously great working with him.
I personally really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I love the guy.
He's great.
He's awesome, he's really, and he's talented, and he cares so much. Yeah. These are things that Megan won't tell you, but I'll tell you about him.
He's really kind of everything you wish Megan was. You
yeah,
know,
right. Just, primarily a dude.
A dude.
One, a dude.
First of all.
No, but he's been gracious, and he brings it, and he's rehearsed, and he's loose, and he's just everything that you want him to be. He also looks a lot like Megan, so it fits. Thanks, Kristen.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you think you're pretty funny, huh?
You think you're pretty funny. It's going to be a long day for you, Rath.
I know.
Question for Megan. Sally's always relied on her friends, so how is she dealing with being alone right now?
Well, I think it's pretty difficult, but as we've seen this character grow, and now in the fourth season, having been through so much, I think Sally realizes that being alone is a huge part of her reality. And as much as she grows and changes, so do the other characters as well, and we become, in a sense, a little more solitary, because we're dealing with crazy things personally. So I think that now in season four, she is the most equipped to be alone that she's ever been. And I think she's much stronger as a person than she used to be, so is able to deal with it better. And she's definitely able to deal with it. It's definitely the strongest we've ever seen Sally.
There's something we do in this season that where we can make it entirely explicit how much these characters have grown and changed, and that's all I'm gonna say. Thank you.
Well done.
So, Sam, what are you doing in your time off?
Oh yeah, yeah. Good question. Actually,
what are you doing tonight?
So
now?
Lovely. No, no. But for probably gonna go home and see my family.
What's your address?
Yeah. Honestly though, it was kind of lovely. Something was turned on. That was so pleasant.
Sorry.
Spa. Oh my God! You can't figure out how to turn it on. This is a train wreck.
I don't know that I've ever heard a ring. You know, you're sitting there and.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is the Beatles.
That's true. That's true. It's all right, man. I don't care. I had a little time off in the first block, and it was lovely, because I got to kind of acclimate. You have two little kids, and they could come everywhere with me, and so I got to acclimate them. It's always a process, you know, moving them place to place to place. We're so nomadic. So it was actually a gift. Thank you. It was all a plan. But no, and also, to be honest, it needed to be played out. I couldn't just come right back, you know? That would have been such a cop-out. So they needed to figure out a way to take themselves out of this one.
And I think that they, you know, obviously I'm here, you guys know that I do come back in some form.
Do you though?
Do I really though?
Is it you?
This is just a, I'm just, yeah, no. They flew me in from LA.
Is it you or is it Aiden's one?
Is it Aiden's one? The role of Susanna will be played by Sam Huntington. And so, yeah, but they did a beautiful job figuring out how exactly I come back and kind of the repercussions of what, you know, like when I do come back, what happens to me and what happens to us and what happens to us. I thought it was really well done. I can't imagine having it any other way, frankly.
And remember the Comic Con discussion. You have to kiss up to the writer.
Yeah, no. Anna and I have been. I don't remember that discussion, but I assume that it happened. I was probably really high. No, I suck up to you big time. Oh no, I do. Oh God, you don't know that at this point. No. No, actually, we're really lucky. Anna's like one of us. Anna does low snaps better than anyone.
It's true.
She's Anna's the lowest snaps. Snapper.
She's the lowest snapper
I've ever seen.
That won't make any sense to any of you.
It will soon.
Low snaps, Anna.
I miss this night, and it's never. Yeah. It's been haunting me ever since.
We had a night in Montreal last year with Anna. She fell in love with a Portuguese homeless man.
Oh, yeah.
And they danced
on the street.
He danced the,
Pasadoble, that's right.
And Anna snapped lower than I've ever seen. And maybe we can
show some
demonstration
of it.
She
was a jet or a shark.
Well, it was a jet and a shark because we just had an altercation with the CEO of a major company.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
We were
going
to stay for the
Rumble.
That's how
we
started.
We were going to stay for the Rumble, and that's why we're doing
Rumble.
Because
they had a...
Be cool, catch me, Rumble.
I'm so disappointed. I missed this night. I can't believe I did.
Never take it back.
I know I can never get. Never get that back.
Go, Adams.
There it is.
When you're a jet,
yes.
You're a jet all the way. I'm the first ever that day and last day and day. When you're a jet, let 'em do it with the.
You're just backing
so
around.
So glad we committed to that. Everyone get a good look at it?
Yes. Okay, so now, episode one, there will be a moment that will
click into that.
We bring in high snaps in episode five, right?
Yeah.
Remember? No? You
Come
should
on.
See it. It's really good. It's good.
Come on, Sam.
Yeah. I do remember. Yeah.
Bring in high snaps.
Do you guys have fun on the set tour?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you supposed
to
answer at once? I don't even know why I'm asking you that. Is it good? Did you like it? Was it good? Yeah.
I saw all of your tweets with my dead body.
Did it?
See.
Yeah. Sam did an interesting thing to my plaster-casted face yesterday. It was the day before yesterday.
What did I do?
The day before that. Oh, God. You guys can imagine. It's table height, and there's my chin right there. Since Whitworth had a field day with that. It's been something you've been dreaming about.
Your chin looked cold.
Yeah. Perfect. Hello.
I know it's kind of hard to ask this in front of Anna, but do you each have a favorite episode this season?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I've got two.
Me too.
What are they?
I've got two. Well, I like the first two episodes tremendously. There's one that we just shot. Can I say my favorite episodes? Can I do that? Episode 6 and episode 10, I think, are killer.
It's
maybe 10. We haven't shot it yet.
It's
going to
be
really good.
My favorites are the ones
we're
shooting right now.
We haven't read
11,
12, 13. 8
and 9
are epic. It's hard to pick. Honestly, I loved one. I loved, 8 and 9 are very special. I really like 9, even though I'm not going to say anything else. It's hard to pick. Honestly, there's really, really strong episodes this season.
Mark, what about you? You got a favorite up?
My mic's not. Oh, my mic's working.
Yeah. Thought you could slip by.
They're all my favorites.
Oh,
I love the first one.
Mm.
I think there's something really special about the way. I love the dynamic with Donna and Sally. I think, what was that like working with Amy?
Great seg.
Yeah, nice diversion.
I think I got this chair for nothing.
Yeah, right.
I love working with Amy. First and foremost, she's
a great person and so much fun to be around, and one of the most talented actresses I've ever worked with, and so it's been such an honor to be able to work with her and learn from her, and she's just a good time.
She's
just a
so
fun
much
person
fun.
To be around, and
she wants to be here.
Yeah.
We all get along so well, and I just love the woman to death. She seems to have a lot of fun when she's here too.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the coolest thing about her is the moment she arrived on the set. One of the things that we observed that is challenging about this show is that it walks this razor's edge between comedy and drama. And a lot of shows, it'd be easier to just say, we're going to be on the comedy side, so we're going to make it bigger and campier. Or we're going to be on the drama side with occasional moments of humor. And we try to really walk that line. And we have learned, you know, it's difficult. And also, you don't always get guest stars that know how to do that. And Amy just arrived and knew exactly how to do just that, to play her as a person, just a person. But at the same time, she's quite entertaining and funny and lively to watch.
That's a lot of that's in the writing too. But because they, you guys wrote some awesome stuff for her. So, not all. Okay?
I think she
nailed it.
I think Mark, yeah. And
definitely.
Same
yep, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, that was the thing about Donna. It was sort of the Bishop model, because we've definitely had bigger sort of villains who were that way because they had to be that way, but I think we're more comfortable and happy in that zone where they are just people who happen to have these other agendas, but that they are coming from a place of a grounded place of I'm doing this for a reason. If you just let me explain it.
And you kind of get the reason. Yeah. You're like, oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
It's like Bishop season one where you're like, I remember we got to a point in season one where we were all kind of like, but wait, isn't Bishop right?
Yeah. Remember, we actually had to ask the writers, like, I think we probably need a line where Bishop's trying to take over the world or something. Because,
he did.
Yeah. The way that
was so
Mark was playing it,
really.
You're like, I'm actually on board with this guy.
We felt that too. That's why the episode that we have the flashback in the 50s, when you see Bishop kill his girlfriend,
right.
In the writers' room, we were like, we gotta do something here, guys, because he seems
Well, and you did it cleverly, where the Dutch Aiden's standing on the Bishop's side, and the Dutch guy Hegeman, Terry Kinney, wonderful actor.
Oh God, he was so awesome.
Miss Terry a lot. Terry says, "Well, what's your plan? If you think they're just gonna let you walk all over them, they're gonna resist. I mean, what happens then?" He goes, "You're gonna enslave them?" And he goes, "Well, if I have to." And that's the point where Aiden goes, whoa, 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 hey, whoa.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Whoa.
Kristen Hagerman.
This was the model of...
let's make a character off of Kristen Hager as a person.
Yeah.
Just like how Donna was the Bishop model.
Yeah.
Hagerman is the Kristen Hager model.
Well, right.
Primarily the hair and the goatee.
Yeah.
And that
physically, they really wanted to nail it. You know?
Yeah.
And that the Sally character is based off of Jesse Rath.
Aaron, we're going to give you the last question.
Okay, on set, what are some of your favorite effects, like, in your various spaces? Like, books, props, little things that you personally like.
Oh, well, I can speak for everyone when we say Dog the Cat Mandu.
There he is.
Yeah, he's practically
a big star
on
the set tour.
Did you? Yeah, you guys saw him?
Oh, yeah.
You saw
he's
Dog?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't he amazing?
There's some incredible fan art happening right now of Dog.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
T-shirts.
Stuff.
I should wear my t-shirt today.
T-shirts. We got some really incredible fan art of the guy.
It's so weird. This dog himself is the weirdest little thing. And it all started with, here's how it started. You guys have probably heard this story before. But the whole time, when he made his entrance, we were all like, wow, he's this weird looking dog there, huh? Like, because he had a catcher's mask on.
Weird catcher, yeah.
Weird,
weird sculpture.
Like, this is a weird dog.
What's it
like,
supposed
to be? Dog
is it a garden gnome?
No, I said no, it's a cat.
Well,
I said, you guys.
Without knowing you said that, I also, on my own time, when someone asked me, said,
as soon as you take the mask off, it's right there.
It's
he's a cat. But he's huge.
And he's got also a crown.
But now he's got a crown.
He's the king of kings.
He didn't have the crown, and then someone in the art department crowned him.
Crowned him. Well, he was anointed king.
But then we were like, well, he's a dog, but he's a cat, but he's also kind of a man. He's like, but he's a dude.
He's a dude. He's just one of the dudes. So he's basically, he's half dog,
yeah.
half man, half cat,
but all dude. Dude.
Three halves of the same dude.
Yeah.
There's also another one we like is, I don't know if you guys saw The Wheel. You might not have seen
the wheel.
Right
so
by the stairs.
Good.
Busted Yo Face the Wheel.
By Sally's spot is a wheel on the wall.
Like by the landing.
And it's all, you know, you spin it and you there's
like
numbers.
Like roulette.
But the numbers are all out of order. So really, the game for the entire crew is we all just stand there in front of it guessing numbers.
And just say numbers.
And
except for the fact, you know, it's not great for your work because, you know, you're picking one number and you're spinning it and hoping it lands on that. And every time she's wrong, which will be most of the time, she gets very, very upset.
I've never gotten
it. I think we should probably say who here has
gotten
it
the most. All right, fine. Kristen. And listen.
Two times.
It was two times within like a half an hour.
Within like 6 minutes.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It took me years
she's
to get
like,
one.
I've never gotten one.
Yeah. Never gotten one. Wimmer's never gotten one either.
I don't try.
I've gotten it twice. You really don't. You're a
you
party pooper.
No, I'm above it.
Yeah, but it was. I got one last season and one this season. But I do it all the time. It's a numbers game, literally. Oh, God, sometimes me, you know? Sometimes I get one. Sometimes.
Well, you can sit here all day. I'm sorry that they're not on their game today. Quiet. But thank you, guys. Thanks for an amazing show. You guys are amazing together, and this is why. And thank you all for being here for the tour. So we're going to move on, right?
Thanks, all right. Thanks, guys.